Saint Ladislaus, the Night King. Saint Ladislaus was from the religious branch of the Árpád dynasty. This tradition formed his Christianity and became his mission. He was born in 1046. His father was King Béla I and his mother Richeza,
a Polish princess of German ancestry. He was the grandson of Otto II,
a Roman emperor, and his wife Teofania, Byzantine princess. Saint Ladislaus inherited the blue blood of emperors, kings, and sacred monarchs and the archkingdom of the Árpád dynasty. He created episcopates and reorganized the hierarchy of Saint Stephen-like the state. He created additional counties, mostly on the southern, eastern, and northern parts of the Carpathian Mountains, with new settlements. He sanctified Saint Stephen, Saint Imre, Emeric, Saint Galliard, and two hermits from Sobor. With this, he charged the Tural nation, nation of the Falcon, into the nation of Saint Kings, with himself becoming the third member of Kings. 99 years after sanctifying Saint Stephen, King Ladislaus was also sanctified by one of the descendants of the Árpád dynasty, King Béla III. With this notion, a triumvirate was born that determined the dominant Hungarian mentality and history
for the entire millennium.
Saint Ladislaus possessed exceptional qualities as a statesman. He restored Hungary's independence. As a lawmaker, his works were also significant. After St. Stephen's loss, he again re-established regular synods of lawmaking with the involvement of the church. The first synod was assembled on the top of the hill of St. Márton in Pannonhalma in 1078. His strict reinforcement and application of laws was to re-establish order after the lawlessness and hegemony of civil wars. St. Ladislaus showed great talent as a strategist as well. Besides St. Stephen, he was the other single commander to win all of his battles and wars. He was victorious three times over the German-Roman Empire and he twice won against Byzantine rulers. He protected the country from the attacks of Cumans and August nomadic nations in four battles. As a result of his successes,
a series of legends and stories
lingered, talking about him and his legendary wars.
He defeated
the Cumans commander in three consecutive battles. It is important to mention that he was the one to start the southern expansion that was important for the church as well. Until then, the entire Adriatic shoreline, all the way to Venice, belonged to the Byzantine Empire
that changed with St. Ladislaus's involvement.
When his sister Ilona became widowed, when the last Croatian king, Zvonimir, died. As per the request of the Croatian nobleman, he marched in to Croatia, Dalmatia. He created a union of two independent countries with one emperor. The completion of this union was finalized with his descendant, King Koloman. This union also meant that Croatia, which joined the Roman Empire a few years before, became permanently under the authority of the Roman Church. It was very important that St. Ladislaus stopped the pagan nation's attack from the east. His missionary work was very significant as well. St. Ladislaus was the first knight king in Europe, with King Louis I being the last one. He predated the French knight kings, who were commemorated in various songs such as the Chanson de Roland and Chanson de Guillaume.
Fearlessness and bravery were characteristic qualities
of the knight kings, such as St. Ladislaus, in order to preserve their religious conviction even when facing death. They were not afraid of death, but feared to lose their faith. It was important for them to sanctify their lives for Christ and their countries when needed. Their consciousness dominated their entire thinking and view. If we translate this into modern qualities, it is the unity of principles and political practice. Their character was permeated with mercy and forgiveness. He did not kill his enemies, but when he was victorious over them, he
proselytized
them and made them part of his country. St. Ladislaus quasi-authenticated St. Stephen's legacy. The significance of St. Stephen was not recognized during this time. There are the words of the passionate Hungarian bishop, Ottokar Prohaska. The Hungarian idea was realized in St. Ladislaus. St. Ladislaus did not teach. He was not an apostle. He, however, fought and won wars for Christianity. He incorporated the nation's ambitions, traditions of warfare, bravery, and heroism into the enduring and humbled character of Christianity. This is how he led the church into the lives of the Hungarian nation.